And it's Tuesday afternoon with Intuitive Soul Radio. I'm your host, Lori Houston. And today we are honored to have Tarek Beebe come to grace the presence of Intuitive Soul Radio. So I'm very excited to have you here.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So Tarek, tell me a little bit about, I guess, the journey that you're on. Well, let's just a sec. We're not getting much volume here. Hello. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. It's Intuitive Soul Radio, and it's Tuesday afternoon. Your host, Lori Houston, and we're graced this afternoon with Tarek Beebe. And thanks for coming, Tarek.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There we go. Now we've got some volume. Okay. And he's being attacked by a kitten.
I think he just wants to be part of the show.
Yeah.
He's like, I have things to say too.
At least he has things to bite. Jasper, be nice. Nothing like having a kitten bite your neck. Seriously. Okay. So, Tarek, tell us a little bit about the journey that got you here.
Yeah, I'd love to share that with you.
Let me know if you'd like him off your
teeth. Yeah, I think he's trying to pierce my ear. Hey, I'll just...
Yeah, a little bit of a distraction. Okay. Come here, you. Don't pull his jacket. Oh, okay.
I still love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 4 years ago, I just hit rock bottom in my life. Everything just crashed in my life, my relationship with my friends, my family. I dropped out of college. Everything just hit rock bottom. And at the time, I thought it was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. But looking back now, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because it was just like shedding old beliefs, shedding old skin, becoming, you know, more of who I really am rather than this person who I was conditioned to be. And I decided that I wanted to do something to make a difference in the world.
Nice.
Knowing a lot of the bad stuff that's happening in the world, I felt the need to play a part. And I feel like one day I decided I'm going to do something that's going to make a difference. And I started working with children. Mm. And everyone said, I need to go to school, get an ECE degree, because they're not going to just hire you. And I started volunteering, and that led to a part-time position, which led to a full-time position in a daycare in less than a year. So I was really, really impressed with that. And I felt like this is the first job I ever had where I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. I love everything about it. Supporting the children, inspiring them, being there for them, listening to them. That was huge. And one thing led to another. They started running out of summer children, so they had to let me go, because they couldn't afford to keep me on. And I totally at that point was so you know, everything's happening for a reason. One door closes, the other one opens, and someone good's opening that door, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So I was fully optimistic and ready for it. So when that happened, I was the happiest person. And everyone's like, we're sorry that happened, we have to let you go and this and that. I was like, no, this is a really good thing. But they wouldn't get it. And so, and then me and my fiance got back together, and we said, let's, you know, open up something. Let's start our own businesses. Again, a bunch of opportunities came. We got into a business program. We were taught how to start a business, what you need to know. And I still wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to do something that's helping people, inspiring people. Mm-hmm. So the first idea I kind of came up with was to open up an inspirational media store, where you have like books from authors that are talking about spirituality and self-help books and stuff like that, products, CDs, programs, games, even whatever. But then I pitched it to my coaches, and they said I'd have to sell so much of other people's stuff just to make rent. So I went back home, they recommended that I get some sort of degree, some certification, so that when at least people would come to me, I could say, you know, I'm a life coach, or I'm this and that. Right. And I go home that day, and I'm just like kind of bummed out. And then I get an email from Mind Power News, this newsletter that I'm subscribed to. And right at the bottom of it was, become a certified hypnotist. Never thought to do it. Never knew even that you can even become one. Just never thought about it. But when I saw that ad, I just knew that this is for me. And I just looked up the schools here in Toronto. I found two. I picked one. I went into that school, the Hypnohealing Institute of Toronto, and learned to become a certified hypnotist. Cool. Hypnotherapist. Yeah. It was called then. Now we're not allowed to say that because technically we're not therapists, but it is therapy. So I don't get that.
With this new regulation that's come through, you can't actually use the word therapist.
Therapy or trauma or lots of stuff.
Hypnotherapy. It's
hypnotist, which usually has a connotation to those people who on stage, who make people do fun stuff.
That really negative silly right,
but
that's unfortunate. I didn't know that was going to come out so quickly and so impact so many things.
But the good thing about stage hypnosis is that that's what it started with, from as some people say that it started with stage hypnosis and it evolved into hypnotherapy for helping people. But it started with like that old magic, like come and see what we can do in this master hypnotist, who kind of like a magic show,
right?
So everything plays
well
its part.
I mean, it gets it out into not like in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's what it did. I would imagine hypnotherapy has been around for a long time,
very long time,
like Freud I think brought it in.
Yeah, I was reading about that, and Freud actually said, if only I knew about hypnotherapy before, I would have focused about hypnosis before, right. I would have focused a lot more on that.
Huh.
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
Very.
So that leads you into what you're doing now.
Yeah. So I became a certified hypnotist, and then I continued learning, continued taking courses for past life regression and smoking, weight loss. And by the end of this month, I'll be certified to teach others to be hypnotists.
Uh-huh.
So to certify others to be hypnotists, because I love teaching it. Just doing the sessions, I've learned so much. Like just coming from a place where I know that we are capable of doing anything, that inside of us, we're just so powerful, we're so infinite, there's so much we can do to impact ourselves and the world. Coming from that place and trying to help people, really wanting to help people, that was my passion all my life. Just never thought this is what you can do. And putting those two together, and me being the person I am and knowing what I know, I felt just really gave a higher quality session, a more powerful session, there was more impact from the sessions. And I do one-on-one sessions at Young and Eglinton, where I help people with all sorts of things. I technically help them to help themselves, because that's, I can never do anything to them. It's me guiding them to help. I'm guiding them to heal themselves, guiding them to release things from their past and blockages. And
what do you find is the most, like what resonates with you the most? What is it about hypnosis that, obviously it gets us out of our mind, mm-hmm. and the conscious mind or the ego, and allows us to go deeper into the subconscious and the unconscious to allow that energy to sort of heal.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're doing, is we're getting at the depth and the core of some of the issues, so that it allows people to do the natural healing on their own.
Exactly.
So what part of that, really resonates with you? What is it that you enjoy the most? Is it past life? Is it...
Oh. I really especially nowadays, every session is helping. Like I'm seeing it on a different way. Like before, I used to be like, I'm the person helping this client, mm-hmm. and I'm not getting anything out of it except the satisfaction that I'm helping someone, which is like my purpose and my passion. But now I'm seeing it from a different light, where we're both healing and we're both helping mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. When I'm healing my client, I'm getting healed. And I'm learning something new from the session. So there's a lot of things that are happening that I'm benefiting from, as well as my clients, just by doing that. I forgot the question, though. What's my favorite part of it is I grew up with a lot of physical and emotional abuse, and just being talked down to a lot. And it kind of made me feel like, I'm not good at anything. That I deserve this kind of victim mentality, which is destroying the world. Mm-hmm. because I believe that's what's creating a world where there is an opportunity for powers and politicians to do what they do. It starts with, I think, with people who have that victim mentality and just blaming everyone, and you're really not getting anywhere in life, and you're just spreading more hate and fear, and it's terrible. But then during that, like 4 years ago when I had that awakening, it started changing, and I started seeing myself as, I'm creating all of this. I'm the one who's creating situations where I'm the victim. But I'm, yeah, but I'm the one making it happen. So it's, you can't be a victim when you're making that happen. So my favorite thing to do in a session, and I specialize in this, is early childhood trauma, but we're not allowed to say trauma. So now I call it turmoil, early childhood turmoil. Something happened in your past, which you're still being affected by today. And, you're projecting onto your partner or your friends, and there's a conflict there, and it's all got to do with something that happened in your past. Help people with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it really is always. I mean, it's when you can eventually get the person to remember the event in the past, and usually it's within the first 7 years that, you know, the emotional problem occurred that we weren't able to express because we hadn't developed our emotions.
Yeah.
And because of that event, I didn't know we weren't allowed to say trauma anymore.
Yeah, new update.
New update.
From the...
Politically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Eh? So it's usually some event that happened and we keep recreating it. And it keeps usually getting worse, and we keep not even wanting to explore the emotions that, you know, were once, you know, suppressed so badly because we were told, what, don't cry, you're not allowed to cry, you know, you're in public, you're whatever. And so we repressed all of these emotions, and of course, boys aren't allowed to cry.
Of course not.
Even worse.
We're tough. I'm glad I never was your typical, like, male. I felt very comfortable crying. I was very in touch with my emotions. Well, I guess experiencing things like that makes you very in touch with that and very empathetic. When people are hurt or sad, I'd feel that. It's a gift. I love it. And it's really good for the sessions. You can start tuning into when you've dug into a deep area, and you can deal with it in a more loving, you know, way.
Place, yeah.
And it all happened for a reason. And actually, one thing that I think, you know, I'm assuming is true, at least for most of my clients, is that, and for myself as well, is that when you're saying, you know, when you're a child and these things happen to you, a lot of times they happen as a reminder that you're still carrying baggage from a previous life. So if, and we look at it, we look at it now and we're like, oh, the child, or for in my example, you know, I was just a kid. How can I... Why? What did I do to deserve this? But if you just change the way you look at it and see that that's actually a blessing for me to know that I'm still carrying stuff from my past, I need to work on this stuff, then all these, you know, victims and all the victimization becomes blessings and opportunities for us to work on what we're carrying from our pasts. And thank God it happened that young, because now I'm 26 and it's, you know, I've at least cleared most of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Most of us would look at you and go, that's great.
Yeah.
You did it while you were 26. That's great. Yeah.
But I know a lot of people say my age, but I feel like it's all people before me who kind of expanded the consciousness, and it's every, like, I was just a part of that. We're all part of that. And I think the more people start waking up and realizing who they are, the easier it is for everyone else, whatever age they are.
Exactly.
Right?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, there have been a lot of pioneers that have sort of paved the route towards getting a higher consciousness.
Yeah.
I mean, we're certainly in an incredible time right now.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, and I keep bringing this up about what Eckhart Tolle and Oprah have been doing
with New Earth.
A New Earth.
It's wonderful.
It's just, you know, it's huge what the shift is doing to the planet and how, you know, the planet is evolving as a result of having millions of people, you know, whether they completely understand the concepts, but, you know, to get in that and to really, you know, start that level of consciousness mm-hmm. starting to impact the planet. Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about the victim mentality mm-hmm. and Eckhart also talked about how there's the duality of that. There's the victor who is also...
And the victimizer.
Yeah. You know, so it's, you know, we go through both stages mm-hmm. of that mm-hmm. whole mentality, but I've always, you know, been preaching about the victimization because you know, everybody talks and, you know, wants to blame somebody else mm-hmm. for it. And, you know, when you realize that you know, and I didn't understand the word responsibility mm-hmm. for so long, but once you realize that you are actually responsible, and that doesn't mean blame yourself and it doesn't mean blame anybody else. It means, how empowering is that? You know, we were unconscious, so we created from an unconscious place. So getting to know that you actually can choose a different reality and understanding from those events or traumas mm-hmm. in our past, how they've impacted us. And yes, there's past life stuff. And yes, we came in here consciously choosing, you know, the patterns we wanted to work on.
I believe that.
Because we've had billions of past lives. Yeah. And so we would have worked through some of our stuff and we would have went, okay, so what do we want to work on this life? Yeah. And so, you know, whatever it is, it usually happens, you know, at very young age.
Yeah. 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 It's definitely a beautiful time to be here, and you know, thanks to the Beatles. No, and thanks to the people before us, like really that, you know, made this easier, and we're making it easier. And the people who are, a lot of my clients are those clients that I feel I was 4 years ago when I was like, please someone help me, you know. I'm going through some stuff here and I could really use some help. So now when a client comes to see me, and most of them are in that situation, that transition, and I'm like, oh, I know all about this. I'm going to be exactly the person who I wished I could have had when I needed help. I'm going to be that person for you. Mm-hmm. So everything plays its part.
And that's usually why we go through certain things. And, you know, and I love how Eckhart also talks about, you know, the more dense your pain body is, the more quickly it allows you to grow and to heal. And so therefore, you're able to help a lot of other mm-hmm. people that have similar situations. I always felt like, especially in the beginning when I started, is whatever issue you have, mm-hmm. you end up getting to deal with it over and over again mm-hmm. because those are usually the people that are attracted to you in the first place.
Yeah. Another cool thing I've realized was the kind of like, okay, your desk, like I work with a lot of clients who want to find out or get more insight into their life purpose, why they've chosen to come here. And the funny thing is, a lot of times the thing that they're destined to be, or one of the things that they're destined to be, is the thing that they need to deal with. So fear of talking in public, and then they're destined to be public speakers, or, you know, whatever that mm-hmm. kind of example. So you know, that's when I keep reminding myself that all the bad stuff, quote unquote, is really just, you know, that's there. It empowers you once you overcome it, but don't let it, you know, be the end of your life. It's the opportunity to grow and become exactly what you want it to be.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just huge. Yeah. I mean, it's just such a great time to be. Seriously. You know, like I'm sure we've all done it, but I can't imagine what it was like when, you know, we were so unconscious and so, you know, not have anything available to us to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, like nowadays you just go on the internet, you know, the people, the wealth. I love it because some people spend their whole lives to create books and CDs just for us to, you know, benefit from and really expand ourselves. And, you know, that's just one person's whole life's dedication just so that you or me could just benefit from that and really empower ourselves. And there's tons of people like that, tons of seminars out there, tons of new like alternative medicines, alternative therapies, and no one is better than the other. They're all great. It's just what the client is drawn to, what, you know, everyone has their way of healing and helping, but it's what the client feels they resonate most with that would work for them. And that's just, you know, what I kind of picked up yesterday. That, you know, a lot of people are wanting to make a difference, like yourself and myself and a lot of other people. And it's, you know, we should, and what I ended up saying yesterday was, we should just end up, you know, we should get together and you know, make things collectively, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am,
which is kind of like what we're doing now.
Yeah. I am so into that though. I mean, it's what I've been trying to do and set up for, you know, pretty much my whole life.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything more empowering than having, you know, a large group of people that are working towards the same goal. And, you know, there was a time when that would be competitive and, mm-hmm. you know, people would be, well, you know, you can't have one of this person or two of these people. And it's like, you know what? Everybody has unique gifts.
Yeah.
And that's why it's, you know, so great to be able to offer this as a venue for people to hear about what it is that we all do, because we're all so unique. We all have different paths, different abilities, different gifts.
And that assumes that, you know, just because, you know, like, let's say we're doing a seminar together or a workshop, who's to say that, you know, I have the power to get people to come to me, or you have the, people just resonate with what they hear or what they feel. And, you know, a lot of clients come to me and they're like, I don't know anything about hypnosis, but I'm drawn to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put it out there that I only want the people who are perfect for me and I'm perfect for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes away all fear of competition, or even if there's another hypnotist who's working with me, I'm getting the people who are perfect for me. I don't have to worry about competition or lack or anything.
And I think that's really what we need to get into that place of realizing that we all have, you know, contracts that we're here to help assist in waking up certain people at certain times. And, you know, they may not choose to come to us at that time. And so then they will have set up other contracts to, you know, to assist them at a different time. Mm-hmm. And so it really doesn't matter, because you always get exactly who you're supposed to get.
When you're supposed to get them. Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I'd like to talk about, because you've done a CD on abundance, and you've been doing different types of hypnosis
CDs
to assist people so they don't have to, you know, just, I guess, come in a session.
If there's a trust issue, here's the CD, download it off the website, which is almost up, and you can just, you know, listen to it on your iPod before you sleep or during the day or on your CD player.
And we'll get you to do a meditation.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
yeah. But yeah, like, so when you work with people, it certainly is one of the biggest areas, I think, you know, with the development of The Secret and, you know, how that's sort of been creating a huge following and, you know, weight. Smoking. I mean, these are always been issues that, you know, people have struggled with for a long time. And, and I, you know, I'd get that if you can get it sort of into your subconscious and have it as the program instead of the programs that you have, which are usually dualistic, where one will say, well, I want this. And then there will be a conflicting one that says, well, this, you can't do it because you believe this.
I want to lose weight, but I love eating donuts and snacks and chips.
Well,
and,
I think usually with the weight one, especially with women, is I want to lose weight and look great.
Yeah.
But I'm terrified because then I'll become sexy.
I'm afraid of my own sexiness or power. Yeah.
They feel an unsafetiness.
Yeah. So to keep them in that comfort zone.
A lot of times that's
zone.
A huge one.
Yeah. And a lot of times it stems back from something someone once said to you. Or to me, and it's like you hold on to that hurt and pain, and in order to justify what that person said, which is, you know, like, let's say someone said something hurtful to you, and you just take it, and in order to make that person right and you wrong, you justify it, and you become,
you know, exactly what you never wanted.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just letting go of that. Really, a lot of the sessions are about letting go. Letting go of emotional pain, letting go of, you know, hurtful things. And as soon as you let that go, just, it's amazing how without that hate and negativity and fear and anger, and it's how fast you just get back to how you normally are.
Well, I know I work a lot with relationships. and I think, you know, we have such a difficult time because we were never brought up with unconditional love. So we really, you know, don't know. So a lot of people have abandonment issues or, you know, just, you know, they really want relationships and yet, you know, they're either too dependent or they're too independent and both of them create their own you know, areas of problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just don't realize, you know, it's a pattern that you're mm-hmm. recreating
yeah.
that is really the problem. It has nothing to do with the somebody else, yeah. whoever that other person is, or the lack of other people, or, you know, it's never that other person. It is always something mm-hmm.
from within.
From within.
Yeah.
And a lot of people struggle with that. And I think the other area that they struggle with is in the area of abundance.
Because yeah.
they don't, you know, they think that it can only be done in one way. Mm-hmm. You know, you can only get money one way.
Yeah. Or abundance is just money. That's another.
And energy. I mean, yeah. it's really just energy. Yeah. And if people started, you know, seeing it more as an energy mm-hmm. and realizing that energy is abundant everywhere,
mm-hmm.
but they get caught up in the hows.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if they're really lucky, then they'll win it in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And so they only see like two options, the, you know.
Out of infinite possibilities.
Out of infinite yeah. possibilities.
I started also when I kind of went from victim and lack thinking, it was a lot of like, okay, God is my supplier, the universe is my supplier, and that supplier is infinite. And I rely on that to supply me with the abundance rather than think, you know, I have to work more hours or work for this person or for this company or, you know, the competition yeah. and the kind of, it's a lack, fearful mentality. Just, I trust that God has everything I want. And whenever I ask for it, I know that all I have to do is receive it when it comes to me and that I deserve it. And that's huge. Mm-hmm. For me, I never thought I deserve it. And mm-hmm. it's just about, yeah, I deserve this. It's natural. It's a part of me.
Well, because we... there was always conditions put on everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's our love is conditional.
And yeah.
You know, in the first few weeks of our lives, it may have been unconditional if we were lucky.
Yeah.
And then, you know, slowly but surely conditions started being put on you. And so you're always, you know, trying to create something more and never knowing and never believing that you mm-hmm. deserve it or never believing that you're worthy of it or never believing that there is an abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a huge issue. And I think a lot of people seem to struggle with the duality of money, and a lot of spiritual people think that, you know, they remember all these past lives where they mm-hmm. had to give up everything to, you know, to be a monk mm-hmm. on a mountain,
yeah.
you know, or a nun or a priest
yeah.
or, you know, all of the different where you give up everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know how many people would say, well, you know, Jesus, you know, he didn't charge anything.
Yeah.
It's like, well, but Jesus was really taken care of.
Yeah.
You know, I think we just don't realize it because of the way the Bible has, you know, put judgments and been, you know, redefined mm. as to what, you know, everything is. But
yeah.
I mean, I think if you were to have gone back to that area of
he was
time,
well off.
He was, well, he was
he got everything
well
he needed,
exactly.
I think. And he didn't need all the stuff that we
exactly.
say we need, I think. Yeah.
Right.
About the CDs, I felt not only are they a good way for people to just download them off the website or for me to just send them. I love the idea that I can just, like, when I came here, you know, you can just give it to mm-hmm. someone. And I know that in this, I've, you know, there's a good intention to help someone for different things. I love that. But as well, what makes these CDs different is most hypnosis CDs that I've heard of or have experienced have the a script, which is very empowering. Only.
Right.
So there would just be for abundance, you know, from now on, you're going to start opening and receiving the abundance that is naturally your birthright and all that stuff, which is great. But if I read that script and then a belief that I have, it says I don't deserve abundance, or if I have a fear of my own power, or if I have something from my past that told me not to have abundance, maybe I was really poor in a past life, the script part isn't going to work for you.
Right.
Or it might work, but then you go back to how your deeper self is. But included with the CDs, I put a technique that I've developed over, you know, practicing, over doing so many sessions. I've figured out not only the script part of the hypnosis session, but also let's get to the root causes of what inside of you is making, because abundance is natural, and if it's not happening in your life, then there's something inside of you that's blocking it. So three main areas I focus on. Do you have any fears of abundance, or, you know, in this example of abundance, release them. Do you have any beliefs that are limiting or negative to do with abundance, release them, and not only release them, replace them with new empowering beliefs, so that, you know, your subconscious mind would create for you new empowering beliefs, such as, you know, I deserve abundance, it's my natural state. And then if you like them, you decide, okay, I want these in my belief system. They automatically create your new reality. And then we look inside of you, where you have your body has memories of past experiences, to see if there's any memories there that you the CD would guide you to heal and release completely.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
What would you like to do? Guide us through meditation.
Definitely,
what would you like to work on?
There's this really beautiful thing I started doing at the end of my sessions, and it's two things. One, it's healing the planet. Two, you're sending out the love that's in you, which is, I believe, our essence, which is abundant inside of us. You're sending it to the rest of the world. And by doing that, you're getting it all back times God knows what.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's one of my favorite things to do.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
How long do we have?
Well, we got half an hour.
Okay, that's perfect. That's plenty of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I want everyone to just begin. Find somewhere where you can lie down comfortably or sit down comfortably. And just if there's too many distractions, if there's just go somewhere where you won't be distracted, dim the lights, sit down or lie down, and just get really, really comfortable. And now I want you to focus on a point in front of you, any point that you can remember after closing your eyes. Pick that point in front of you, and I want you to slowly, slowly close your eyes really slow, looking at that point. And when your eyes are completely shut, just keep them shut and feel them getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Feel your eyelids getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And just trust that your eyes will remain comfortably shut for the entire session. Good. Now the next thing I'm going to walk you through is a physical relaxation. Don't try to do anything. Your mind will automatically relax you. And I want you to focus on your breathing right now. Just put all your attention on your breathing. I want you to relax your head, your eyebrows, relax your nose, relax your cheeks, relax your ears, relax your jaws, relax your chin. Relax your lips. Make sure your teeth are not clenched together. Relax down to your neck. Relax down to your shoulders. Relax down to your elbows. Relax down to your wrists. Your hands relax and your fingers relax as well. Relax your shoulders again. Relax down to your chest. Relax down to your stomach. Relax down to your waist. Relax your shoulders again, down to your upper back muscles, down the spine to your lower back muscles. Relax your waist. Relax all the way down to your knees. Relax all the way down to your ankles. Relax your feet and your toes. Relax and let go of any tension that might be in any of those areas. Good. Now, the next thing we're going to do, we just relaxed physically. What we're going to do is relax mentally. And that's all hypnosis is, really. It's a relaxed mental state. You might expect it to be something so much more, but all it is a relaxed mental state. So I want everyone to imagine themselves. Just imagine yourself lying down on the soft, warm, golden sand, and you're lying down by the beach, and you hear the sounds of the waves, and you look up and you see a clear blue sky. And it just clears your mind, and you feel very, very peaceful, very clear. And you feel the warmth of the sun all over your body, making you feel loved, making you feel comfortable, safe, and secure, and very connected. Now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. Again, don't try to do anything, because if you try to do something, you're probably going to take away from it happening on its own effortlessly. And on each count, just allow yourself to go 100 times deeper and deeper and deeper. You'll be fully aware during the session. You'll actually be super aware. You'll be more sensitive to the environment around you and inside of you. So if you're ready to begin, 10, allow yourself to relax more and more and more, and to go into this wonderful state of mental relaxation. 9, 8, allow yourself to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Good. 7, 6, deeper and deeper and deeper. Good. 5, four, three, two, letting go completely and allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Good. One and zero. Now what I'm going to do is a deepening technique just to make sure that everything in your environment right now is working with you and not against you. So every single time you hear the sound of my voice during this session, the sound of my voice is helping you to relax more and more and more, and is guiding you to go deeper and deeper and deeper. No sounds will affect you in any way except to help you to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Every time you breathe, or every time your heart beats during the session, that also is helping you to relax more and more and to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Good. Now I want everyone to imagine themselves inside of an elevator, and you're just imagining that you're inside of an elevator. You're visualizing yourself inside of an elevator, and you're going to notice buttons in front of you. Press whatever button comes to mind, the first one that comes to mind, that's going to send you in a direction that's going to guide you to go even deeper and deeper and deeper. And you'll notice as soon as you press that button, the elevator is starting to move. And now what I'm going to do to make sure that you're definitely in a relaxed state and a hypnotized state is I'm going to ask your subconscious mind, which always comes from a place of knowing, not guessing, not thinking, it knows. I want your subconscious mind to stop the elevator only when it knows you've reached a deep enough state for us to have a perfect and effective session today. And it shouldn't take too long. And just when the elevator stops, you will know that your subconscious mind is basically telling you this is perfect. You've reached the required state. And when your elevator stops, just allow yourself to be there. And trust that the way your subconscious mind communicated to you, it's different for every single person, is probably the way your subconscious mind will communicate to you throughout this exercise. Okay, if your elevator hasn't stopped by now, that's fine. You don't need to be in such a deep state for this exercise. If it has, that's also fine. So I want you, first of all, congratulations for making it into this wonderful state. During this state, you're going to be very intuitive, very in touch with your inner self, your outer self. If you believe in guides and angels, they might give you some. Actually, I want you to take the time right now to just put out a prayer, just asking whatever you believe or whatever you want, like God, the universe, your guides, your angels, people you know who have passed away, to just guide you through this session. And I'll do the same. Beautiful. And now I want your subconscious mind to guide you to locate the part of you that is loving energy, which I believe is the most powerful energy on this planet. So let go. Don't think at all during the session. I don't need you to think. You're going to use a part of you that doesn't require thinking. It's just a part of you that knows. So trust every time your subconscious mind is going to guide you to do exactly what needs to be done. You don't need to think. All you need to do is let go and go with the flow of your subconscious mind, which I'm guiding to guide you to do things. So again, allow your subconscious mind to guide you to locate the part of you that is loving energy. Whatever comes first is the right answer. Don't think. Clear your mind. Just let the answer come forth. Locate your loving energy. You'll know it when you feel it or see it or hear it or just know it. And now I want your subconscious mind to guide you to use that loving energy and let it fill your entire body from head to toe. Completely fill your body from head to toe with this loving energy. Beautiful. And now I want you to imagine a ball around your body, and I want your subconscious mind to guide you to fill the entire ball with that loving energy completely. Good. And now I want your subconscious mind to guide you to fill you, to use that loving energy and to fill the entire room that you're in right now. To fill the entire room with your loving energy. And just be aware of the fact that this is all you. You can decide how fast you want this to happen or how you want it to happen. Beautiful. And now I want your subconscious mind to guide you to spread your loving energy to fill the entire home or the entire space that you're in. Beautiful. And now I want your subconscious mind to guide you to use your loving energy and to spread that loving energy throughout all of Toronto, especially the parts where there's darkness or where the parts where they need it the most. And again, your subconscious mind and your guides and your angels are all guiding you to do what needs to be done. So don't try to do anything. Trust that a part of you knows exactly what needs to be done. And spread that love throughout all of the city, all of Toronto. Great. And now I want your subconscious mind to guide you to spread your love, to use your loving energy and spread it throughout all of Canada. It might seem like a big thing, but for a part of you, that's nothing. You're just expanding yourself. Let your loving energy, or let our collective loving energy, spread throughout all of Canada. Again, your guides and angels or other parts of you that know exactly what needs to be done will send it exactly where it needs to go. Beautiful. Just spread a lot in the north part of Canada. The reserves where a lot of people need the loving energy. Just reminding everyone that we're all connected, we're all in this together. And just really spreading that love, which is what it's really all about. Spread it to all the dark areas of Canada. Beautiful. The cities, especially the cities. Beautiful. And now I want your subconscious mind to guide you to spread your loving energy and let it fill the entire planet. The entire planet. Completely filling our entire planet with our loving energy. Healing the planet itself and the people and everything that's on this planet. Beautiful. And now I want your subconscious mind to guide you to locate your loving energy and to spread that loving energy throughout our entire universe. Excellent. And now I want everyone to just keep their arms open, and everything that you've just given, I want you just to openly receive just as you've openly given this loving energy. Everything you give, you receive. And usually when some of us, when it comes to receiving, we have a limitation. So I just want us to open our arms wide and just receive everything that we've just given. And just openly receive it. We deserve it. We need it. It is who we are. It's our essence, the strongest force on this planet, what I believe. And just breathe it back into our bodies. Let it fill our entire bodies with that loving energy. Completely filling our entire body with this loving energy. Excellent. Now I'm going to count from 0 to 5. And when you hear 5, you're going to slowly open your eyes and become fully awake and fully present, fully energized with this loving energy that is going to last this entire day and maybe even the whole week, as long as you want. And you'll be very optimistic about everything that you've just done in terms of healing the planet and everything in it and everyone in it, and as well as healing and sending love to yourself. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whenever you're ready, slowly open your eyes and bring your consciousness back into your body, yourself. Welcome back. Did the cat get hypnotized?
Yeah, I think so. He pretty much conked out.
The cat looks like is thinking like that was such a trip.
For those of you that don't know, I have a 8-week-old kitten in my lap that's pretty much just in my hand, but
adorable. So adorable.
His name's Jasper.
Wow. What do you think, Jasper? Think that was good?
He's purring.
He's looking at me. He's like, are you kidding me? That was great.
Yes, he hasn't experienced one of my meditation classes. He's going to get that in a couple weeks.
Nice. But,
yeah. It's funny. We do the similar type of thing.
Really?
I'm all for, you know, healing the planet. When you heal others, you bring back to yourself. You just naturally open up. But you are so right about, you know, a lot of us are such givers.
Yeah.
Such givers, and we forget to receive. Mm-hmm. We forget to open up and to allow everything that's wonderful that's out there to, you know, to benefit us.
Yeah.
And it's a huge problem.
Yeah. Guilt or not good enough or not worthy enough.
Who knows? And then just not thinking about it, just not being aware enough to even think about
ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the most important thing.
It's the only thing we can do.
Yeah. I remember at one point when I wanted to make a change, I kept thinking, you know, I need to go to all these places in the world. Yeah. And I don't know if it was ego or something, but I need to make that change and go to those places and help out that way. But really now I've come to realize that if we, you know, really work on ourselves and heal ourselves, that everything just naturally happens on the outer world.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, okay, is that a DNA strand that you have on your...
Yeah, again, during a few years ago, I just felt that everything that defined me and my DNA and who I'm supposed to be and my background and my culture and my religion, all that stuff kind of was blocking me from the infinite, and that's the infinity sign,
sure,
is the infinite self that I really am. So when I felt like I broke through from that, I really felt like ancestors and all the stuff that was I was holding on to, and it was a weight on me. I felt like I broke free from it. I'm assuming that's what it is, but that's what I felt, and that's what that tattoo means to me.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think it's important to mark certain events.
Yeah.
In whatever way that means, whatever that is. But certainly in our past, tribally, we've always, you know, had initiations, and initiations were always marked with something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a nose pierce when that was my big thing.
Nice.
Well, you know. It was just one of those times that I needed to you know, say, okay, I've been there, I did it.
Yeah.
And
this signifies something to you. Yeah. That's a really cool thing.
I left the corporate world and, you know, was doing my own thing and trying to expand whatever that was going to be. And I had no idea what it was going to look like.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, I just trust and know that something's going to come.
And that's huge, is not knowing what's going to happen, but trusting that part of you that's kind of saying, I have a feeling things are going to be just fine.
Yeah.
But taking that step, which
taking
is hard.
Step. It is could be hard.
Yeah, it's
it
hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as I've told a few people, I mean, I was, you know, in the government in a management job. Uh-huh. And, you know, I would get this one woman to my in my office all the time who was, you know, just so unhappy and just, you know, just so much in the victim.
Yeah.
And, you know, one day I just was like, you know, why don't you just leave me? You're just so unhappy. And then I went,
maybe I should leave.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, lead by example, Lori. Yeah. And like, oh no. Right.
I was thinking about this the other day and I was like, you know, over here we judge a lot of people bad, you know, like people are, you know, bad things, bad people and all this stuff. But, and I was thinking about this yesterday and I was like, a lot of those bad people played a huge role to for people like us to do good things.
Absolutely.
Right?
If we would have contracted them to be that person to get us in whatever way that meant.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't, you know, if I didn't have the boss that pushed every one of my buttons to, you know, to do something to get out of this, I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't have had the dense pain body. And I mean, I would have because I had other things.
Yeah.
But I mean, it fell within the same issue that I was trying to work on, which was my abandonment issue. So, you know, it was always, everything would come down to the same thing all the time.
Everything's out there for our benefits, whether we think it's good or bad.
Exactly. Well, the bad is what, you know, pushes us.
Yeah.
If we, because I was talking with someone just the last week and, you know, she was telling me how she'd gone on this date and, and this guy was, you know, extraordinarily wealthy and he's still acting like a kid in that, you know, he gets drunk every weekend and it's stuff. And I'm thinking about it. It's like, oh, that's because he's had a really blessed life.
Yeah.
And he's never, ever had to grow.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, nothing's pushed him. I mean, he's hugely successful. He's got everything he wants. He's doing exactly what he enjoys. He's never had to, he's never had to grow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would look at him and go, oh, he's got some problems, right? He has to drink every weekend.
Yeah.
To him, you know,
enjoying
until
life.
He, well, he's
youthful.
Enjoying life, but he's, he's just never had anything to push him to grow, like to get into his spiritual journey.
Yeah.
He's never had a dense pain body.
Yeah.
He's had everything given to him.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And he's doing the same to his son.
Yeah.
And his daughter has a weight problem. And his wife, who he divorced a year ago, you know, has had an addiction problem.
Mm.
So instead of sticking with her to try and help her over it, you know, he became, you know, not the person he wanted to have on his arm sort of thing. So he's looking for a trophy wife type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's never had to grow. And so he hasn't grown from any of these experiences because he's gotten everything given to him.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what happens when, you know, if you don't have a dense pain body, you just don't grow. So there's lots of people. I mean, he may be stressed. He may have other things, but it's not been enough to push him on his journey.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, when I felt his energy, it was like, well, he's still like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just like a big kid.
A lot to learn and to grow.
Yeah, he hasn't done any of his work.
Yeah, and that's really how I think you grow, like when you experience certain things that are hard and difficult and where you feel like, you know, this is the end, I don't want to continue, and you give up. But when you do follow through, it's just, it's huge, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, that's really what this path is about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not everybody has to wake up. But there was a time when I thought, you know, I wouldn't wish this on anybody.
Yeah.
But now it's getting so much easier that, you know, I would wish it on everybody.
Yeah.
And so I hope that everybody wakes up because it really, it is the time.
Yeah, And there's, I read this somewhere about a lot of the new children that are coming, like really they're coming to help the parents and they're coming to make the difference. That so for all the parents out there, like, you know, get ready, you know, there's a lot of like
and
new,
don't put them
fresh,
on Ritalin.
Seriously. Yeah. I read this document. I watched this documentary yesterday about the vaccines and all the stuff that goes in vaccinations. And I was like, I'm not going to put any of that into my child.
Yeah.
None of it. And I thought some of it was good, but I found out, I believe none of it is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, well, I think, you know, that we're going to become more and more and more aware of all the stuff that is happening out there. It's a great time, but it can be a scary time.
Yeah.
And for those that, you know, aren't getting on their path and aware that, you know, that can be really scary time because there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen in the next little while. And I think, you know, you need to do your meditation and you need to be in that place of calmness and you need to get ready for, you know, the times that are coming because you need to be able to be centered and to be in that place so that you can help those around you. Mm-hmm. Just by you being in that place will assist, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. Like we don't realize how powerful, and, you know, and I keep wanting to say to everybody, it's like, you know, don't worry about the other person, like stop worrying about them because it's never had anything to do with them. And again, because I work a lot with relationship, it's like, you know what, just do your own work, do your own healing, because that's,
you change the outer by changing the inner. One tip I'd like to share with your viewers, and it's worked for a lot of my clients, is that, again, first of all, if you're willing to take this as a belief, but everything that you're seeing on the outside is usually something that is going on inside of you. So a lot of the bad, quote unquote, bad things that you're experiencing on the outer world of what you're seeing outside of you, to just, you know, check in with yourself and see if there's any link to how you feel or any beliefs you have about yourself or anything inside of you. And just to do this one thing, which I've heard has worked for a lot of people, and just to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And it's just like, it's a lack of love inside of you that's, you're seeing the movie outside of you, and it's just reminding you that there's a part of you that's lacking love. So forgive yourself, just say I'm sorry, and just pray to divinity, whatever you believe that to be, and say, you know, thank you for helping me, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm holding on to this, please forgive me, and, you know, I love you, thank you. And for a lot of my clients, that, you know, that bad, and for the females, that bad guy would suddenly not be a bad person anymore, because she's, you know, they've gotten rid of that. So, he doesn't need to remind her anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So all of those are just beautiful opportunities for us to grow and heal. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, there's no such thing as bad. It's just our judgment of it. It's, you know, we attract certain people to allow us to an opportunity to grow. And, you know, what you may judge as something, you know, everybody is so unique.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's what triggers and what the issues within us that just need to be healed. And, you know, it's so, I now realize just how simple it all is, you know, like we make it so difficult, but it's so simple.
It is. So for all the listeners that are like, yeah, this is totally speaking to me in terms of what we're talking about, just please take a second to just really decide right now, I'm going to do something, I'm going to choose to see things differently, I'm going to decide to leave my job, if that's it. Just I would have loved to hear that during then, just someone saying, listen, like, just go for it, trust your heart, follow your instincts. It all comes with, for me, it was just deciding that one day I want to make a difference. I have no idea how, but just deciding that and not worrying about how it's going to happen, but just taking that one step, that first step, deciding right now I want to do something, and then it all just happens. The doors just open up.
Okay, well, you know, what a great show. And I'm sure people would like to get a way to get a hold of you. Now, you say your website's not quite up yet, so why don't you tell, I guess, email address or phone number?
Yeah. To reach me by email, you can contact me at Rise, R-I-S-E, and Shine, S-H-I-N-E, Hypnotherapy, H-Y-P-N-O-T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, intuitivesoulradio@gmail.com.
I'll put that on the page.
Yeah, it's pretty long, I know. And then, or you can just contact me by phone. The number is 647-340-5774. I'd love to hear from you. Do free consultations. If you have any questions, I'll walk you through it. We also created the free experience hypnosis CD for anyone who would like to experience it before deciding to do anything. We send you the free MP3. Cool. I'm just here to help play my part.
Play your part. Absolutely. Cool. All right. Well, it's been, as I said, a pleasure to connect with you. And I enjoyed this very much.
Me too.
The meditation was lovely. And you got a great energy.
Thank you.
Could do very well.
Thanks.
In your old age of 27. But you know, I mean, that's just it. The energy and of the children has been changing for quite a while now. I mean, you're the indigos that came in with less armor and here, you know, knowing what you want to do and ready to make big changes. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you've been around to. You know, you're kind of the first group of ones that came through that are, you know, just more conscious. And then the kids that are coming through are just incredible.
Even more.
But cool. All right. So thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And sorry about getting scratches and kisses. All right. Take care.